Mr. Chair. Marco sat in his regular booth across the room, and Neil was at the counter's far end. Kate and Susan went in to the shelf by the door and picked up their mugs. Mona stood behind the counter, her eyebrows raised, and she grinned when Kate and Susan sat on the stools closest to the table where the men sat. As the two women put their heads together and spoke quietly, Kate peeked around to get a closer look at one of them. "Egads, look! He's wearing the world's most expensive men's watch. It's an Audemars Piguet. It cost $1,300,000. Susan's eyes went wide. "What? How do you know that, Kate?" "One of my clients had one, and I asked about it," Kate giggled. "Why in the world would you pay that much for a watch?" Susan gasped. Kate grinned. "To either boost your weak ego or because you have more money than brains." Susan shook her head. "I can't believe it." Kate said, "Look at the blonde. He's no better. He's wearing a $900,000 Patek Philippe." "Know this too? I got curious about excess and looked it up," Kate whispered as she looked back at the men. "And he has a Mac stack." "He has what?" asked Susan. "Look at the stuff in front of him. He has a Mac Air laptop. On top of that is an iPad and the latest iPhone. It's called a Mac stack." Susan sighed, shook her head again, and said, "Let's order." They ate their breakfast and listened to the men's conversation. "You want to buy the whole place, Sheldon?" one man asked, the man who appeared to be the leader. Sheldon puffed out his chest and said, "Absolutely, why not?" Larry Ellison bought Lanai Island in Hawaii. "Those cabins on the beach will become our condos, and my wife will love that little stone cottage on the meadow below the lighthouse." Kate's eyes nearly popped out of her head as she strained to hear. She whispered to Susan, "That's my cottage they're talking about." "I wouldn't dock my yacht here," the third man said. "We'll trash all the old piers and build new ones. And get rid of those ugly fishing boats. This will be a pleasure craft bay." The men nodded and laughed out loud. They were picking up steam, trying to outdo one another with even more lavish ideas. "We'll grease a few palms and widen that road, build a chopper pad, and put a cell tower up on that campsite." The third man slapped